Welcome to Redeem the Commute Stress and Anxiety course. I'm Ryan, your host. We hope that you enjoy the course today and get a chance to think about or discuss the question at the end with others. Just as a general reminder, the course includes general tips, and you should absolutely see a medical health professional to understand your specific situation. The course is offered by Dr. Kate Witheridge, and here she is now.
Finally, emotions, right? So as I said, it's really hard to target emotions directly. So what I'm talking about, because I have a few minutes, is sort of a little bit idealistic in the sense that these are hard skills, but I think they're helpful to think about when we think about what is that emotional reaction. So these are actually behavioral, but what do we do when we are feeling anxious or depressed or any other emotion we want to choose? So accepting the things we cannot change. Which sounds very, you know, like, Lord, help me, you know. But there's this idea in psychology called radical acceptance, right? And the idea of radical acceptance is that we often get stressed out because we think about everything we wish we could have changed, wish we had done, hadn't done. So we get really past-oriented or we start worrying about the future. And the idea is acknowledging there's a whole chain of events that led to where I am now, things that I can't do, undo. It is where I am. It is what it is. And by not fighting the current moment, we can actually help ourselves feel better. So the idea is sometimes things are painful, right? But not adding suffering to it. So my example that I was given for this is riding the TTC, right? Riding the TTC is sometimes painful. When we get stuck in traffic, when you know, the subway decides to go really slow, there's some sort of delay, when streetcars short turn, right? And the idea of saying, okay, like, here I am stuck on the subway and, you know, maybe I did in fact leave for work 5 minutes late, or I realized it was raining, or I have in the past been like, well, there's a massive subway delay and I could either leave early now or I'll just like wait and see what happens. But here I am sitting on the subway and I'm stuck. There's a subway delay. Things are going slowly. I realize I'm going to be late to work, or I think I'm going to be late to work. But there's two ways of approaching that. One is sort of the, I refuse to accept the painful experience of being stuck on the TTC at, you know, what time am I usually there? Like 8:25. And I realize I might be late to work. And for people who are at the TTC, has anybody seen this happen, right? Or other settings? Yeah. What do the non-accepting people do? What was it? Yeah, they get off, right? Anything else people do? Yeah, they yell at each other, right? They fidget, right? They start getting more agitated. They're like, oh, gosh, right? And like you said, then they start, like, trying to, like, yell at each other, get people involved. Like, isn't this horrible? TTC is horrible. I'm going to be late to work. And they start, like, stomping their feet, right? Are they making the subway move any faster, right? And they're actually making a painful experience more suffering, right? And then you can see the people who are, whether they know it, they're practicing acceptance. You know, they're like reading the Metro newspaper, like every once in a while pull an earbud out because there's another announcement. And the reality is it's painful for both of them. They both might end up being late to work, but one person's probably going to show up in less distress than the other. Why? Because they're accepting it for what it is. So radical acceptance is kind of taking, here's where I am, and I need to think, I said positive thoughts. I need to think balanced thoughts. Like, here's where I am. I'm accepting the situation. I'm going to use my body to show that I accept it by not kind of clenching muscles, not like sighing heavily. I'm just going to kind of sit, right? We often call it open hands, you know, half smile. Like the idea of like, I need to kind of just sit and be like, all right, it is what it is in the moment. I can't undo how I ended up on the subway and I can't predict what's going to happen afterwards, but I can find the middle ground. So really thinking about sort of our thoughts, our body postures, things like that. So as I say, this is idealistic because none of us are 100% good at this, but I think it's a good thing to think about for those stressful experiences that we can't do anything about in the moment. Maybe we start ruminating or kind of like overthinking like, oh, I should have done this or that person could have done that. How do I just sit and be like, it is what it is. I need to accept this is actually a really stressful, painful, hard experience, but how do I reduce my suffering to help me cope until I can do something about it, right? So for me, it's kind of like, well, I can't do anything on the subway until I get off, and then maybe I can problem solve, apologize to my boss or my clients if I'm really late, But in the moment, I kind of can sit. What can I do? I can do a crossword puzzle. The other thing that can help with our emotions, once again, like I said, is behavioral, is opposite action. So this comes from a separate kind of field called dialectical behavioral therapy, which is the idea of really focusing on emotion regulation. And the idea of this is that we often have negative emotions that we want to change. And the best way to change it is to think about, how do I change the behaviors and the thought processes and the nonverbal behaviors around how I feel? So a little bit like fake it till you make it, with the idea of, if I'm feeling anxious and I behave and I think in kind of an anxious manner, I'm probably going to continue to feel anxious. But if I realize when I'm feeling anxious, rather than avoiding a situation, what actually is sort of the opposite action of that would be to approach it. You know, so if I'm feeling really anxious about sending an email instead of kind of avoiding it, I might say, let me sit down and open up my browser and start typing. If I'm feeling anxious about going out, can I try and, you know, get dressed and pretend like I'm going to go out, act like it? You know, do I notice different body postures? So there's actually research that suggests if you're anxious before a presentation, if you stand in a superhero pose for 5 minutes, you will actually feel more confident. Why? Because if I actually stand up straight and my body posture says I'm ready to go, I might actually begin to feel better. So this is kind of, once again, one of those things that takes a little bit of effort, but I think it's helpful to think about, yeah, like, what is my urge and what might be kind of the other thing I can do? If I'm feeling really angry, can I smile? If I'm feeling really sad, I had somebody who said that, you know, she's like, I realized I was feeling really sad and I didn't want to do anything, but instead I got up out of bed, I showered, I put on clothes, I put on makeup, and I put on happy music. Even though I didn't feel like it, I did the opposite of what my feelings said, and eventually I started feeling better. So you can do this for anxiety, you can do it for depression, you can do it for anger, right? If I'm really angry, how do I calm my body down? How do I talk in a calm voice? How do I maybe not approach? Maybe I do need to take a step back. But like I said, these last two are kind of the ones we kind of have to work the most on, but I like to talk about it because we do talk about it within the field of psychology and emotion regulation. I'm like, yeah, I want to shift this. What can I do? So in summary, once again, we want to think about what's sort of that way of managing stress, so we can work on shifting our thoughts, identifying those productive versus unproductive worries. We can work on shifting our behaviors by approaching the things we're afraid of, setting those SMART goals, doing things kind of one mindfully, as we call it, focusing on one thing at a time. In terms of physical sensations, we can work on breathing. We can work on sort of those grounding techniques. We can work on that diver's reflex, ice pack, cold water on our face, as well as even that bit of mindfulness. And we can try and work on shifting our emotions through sort of accepting it is what it is and trying to work on opposite actions.
Well, thanks for joining us for the Stress and Anxiety course. This was the last day where we explored emotions and trying to take the opposite reaction to things. And so that's your homework for today. What opposite reaction can you try today? How can you try to react in the exact opposite way of the one that makes you more stressed and more tense, more anxious? There's also a PDF attached to today's content that has a number of resources you can take a look at, where you can get more help, more ideas, more learnings on this topic. And for next steps, I'd encourage you to check out our other courses. We do offer a Christianity 101 course that would be really helpful if you're looking for something to anchor your life on. Many people, you know, in seeking stress and anxiety, look to themselves and try to pull themselves up by the bootstraps and find that's not a good way to get out of stress and anxiety. In fact, it can actually add to your stress and anxiety. We need something outside of ourselves to center our lives on. And that feeling of stress and anxiety, looking for something to center our lives on, is often because we don't have a personal relationship with God at the core, at the center of our lives. And so if that's appealing to you and interesting, then I encourage you to take our Christianity 101 course. Be a great way to learn who could be at the center of your life that would actually change everything. We also have our daily prayer. It's a fairly new thing for us, but every day, Tuesday to Friday, we've got a daily prayer that you can partake of in the middle of the day, about lunchtime, or maybe on the evening commute, to help you de-stress and calm down after a hard day. Well, that's it for this course. Thanks a lot for joining us. Hope you're able to take another one of our courses or join us in daily prayer. Bye for now.